Can I tell you something, DeMarco?
What's that?
I really like talking to Mo Bamba.
Good dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Personality and like, I like guys, and I'm not, this is not a criticism of anybody else we talk to, but I really like guys that are excited to be Lakers. That's exciting to me. Like when you really lead, like for instance, you know, I'm a huge baseball guy.
Yeah.
And I aspired to become a professional at one point. And if you'd have said, oh, by the way, you're going to play for the, I don't know, the St. Louis Cardinals. Cool.
Right.
Awesome. That's, you know, the story for, or hey, you're going to play for the Miami Marlins. Okay.
Okay.
That sounds great. You told me I'm going to play for the Dodgers, I would have fallen off my chair.
Yeah.
It's a whole nother level of, or the Yankees. It's like, I'm not playing Yankee Stadium. Like, are you kidding me?
Well, I hope there's a whole new level of Mo Bamba. Like you said, I hope there's another gear there coming from Orlando. Being that you're playing for the Lakers, you understand the assignment, who's looking at you.
Yeah.
It seems like he does. Now, let's hope he can pick up his game a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And look, the NBA is filled with guys that are drafted high that don't pop. The NBA is also filled with guys that are drafted high that don't pop, that go somewhere else and kind of rediscover
right. The
reason they were drafted high in the first place. So, yeah, he can shoot. He's 7 feet tall. He could get some rim. The Lakers, the two things that he can bring, rim protection and shooting a little bit, they need those things.
Wouldn't that be great? That's all you need to do is what you do best. LeBron, AD, take care of the rest. You just do you, and we'll be fine. Man, that's a great assignment.
It is, but it still comes back to the same old thing. If AD needs to be great, not just healthy and not just available, he needs to be healthy, available, and great.
You know, you said that. I mean, how many times have you seen him when he's ready and right and not great and been bad? Let's just say bad.
Frequently.
You've seen him bad, bad?
Did you see him last night?
Okay, that's bad. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, okay. It's not bad.
I thought that was a rare equation. Yeah, yeah.
It's not bad as in, this guy can't be in the league, but it's, I know what you are. It's a little unfair. I don't know if it's a little unfair. You tell me. When you see him next to Giannis, and by the way, this is a good example. When they played Milwaukee earlier in the year and beat the Bucks in Milwaukee, AD and Giannis, like, yeah, take your pick. You pick first, I'll take who's ever left, and I'll be fine.
Right.
Last night was not one of those nights. There are nights where he's out there, and the beginning of the game, he's pretty good. He's in the paint. He's attacking the rim. He's finishing. And then throughout most of the second half, he's floating around the perimeter, and it's just like, it's not what I need out of you. I need you down there. I need you doing dirty, tough, ugly stuff, getting buckets. And then he'll go in there for a minute or two, and he comes back. It's just, I don't know. And that's arguably the most frustrating thing as an owner, as a coach, as a general manager, as a teammate, if I don't know what I'm going to get out of you, no one ever wonders what they're going to get from Aaron Donald. Ever,
yeah, ever. Right. Yeah,
I know
yeah.
exactly yeah, yeah. what he's going to bring
and LeBron.
Tonight.
Yeah. And LeBron.
LeBron is another one.
Yeah.
I know exactly what that man's going to bring to the football field every time. Doesn't mean he's going to have 3 sacks in every game.
Right.
But I know what he's bringing. I don't know that with Anthony Davis.
When Anthony Davis is hot, he's almost unstoppable. They're almost unbeatable, close to it, right? When LeBron's
yep.
chipping in, and now with this new new group of guys coming in with shooters, you should be a lot better. But to me, when he's healthy and right, I think you're always going to get the best out of him. If there's an issue and he's not around the rim, that tells me there might be an issue with him, and there usually is. You know what I mean?
Frequently.
A physical issue,
frequently,
yeah,
and other issues. I don't know if they're effort issues, concentration issues, focus. I don't know what it is. I just know that the performance isn't there. Maybe
something.
It's physical. Maybe it's other. But his performances are not consistent. Steph Curry, I know what I'm getting from that guy.
Yeah.
I know what I'm getting from Jokic. I know what I'm getting from Embiid. I know what I'm getting from Giannis and Luka. Not that they can't have bad games, but it's pretty steady night to night. Not with him.
Wow. Up and down. Well, we'll see. I hope the move works out for him.
All right. Yeah. A late Ask DeMarco from none other than Mandy Award-winning salesperson Mark Cates.
Oh, okay. Oh boy. Hold on. Let me buckle up for this one. I've hung out with Cates a few times. What's he going to ask?
Speaking of food.
Yes.
Did DeMarco ever make it to the Lowry's Beef Bowl? And if not, do you consider it the biggest failure of your football career?
We used to go every year for the Rose Bowl. We would go to the Lowry's Beef Bowl. It would be us in Michigan or us in Iowa, and
okay.
we'd see who we'd eat the
you
most.
You played in 2 Rose Bowls?
Three.
Three, okay.
Yeah, 3 in a row. Oh yeah,
okay.
So I've been to the Lowry's Beef Bowl, and I put down some weight at the Lowry's Beef Bowl. Oh yeah, went out in a coma.
So I think most people know what this is, but Lowry's over in Beverly Hills,
yeah.
they prime rib and lots of it, and it's a cool place. If you haven't been, it's a really neat thing to do. Prior to the Rose Bowl, the two teams that are participating
yeah.
go to dinner, and it's the Beef Bowl. Like, who they whoever eats the most is there's
we won every
winner.
Year.
You won every
we
year.
We had Lincoln Kennedy.
Oh, well,
we won
that,
every
but
year.
That's like having LeBron James.
Right.
That doesn't even count.
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
Lincoln, was he the first ever 400-pound guy?
He got up to 400 pounds his second year in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me say that again for those of you who don't know who Lincoln Kennedy is. He was a 400-pound NFL offensive lineman.
Offensive guard.
Yes.
Yeah. They had him at tackle. He ate his way to guard. 400 pounds. And then he lost it. Became a good tackle again for the Raiders. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That, so you had him. That's a Raider.
Oh,
that's
we had some other guys.
It's like having a bottomless pit.
We planned for it. Oh, yeah. We recruited for that. Oh, yeah. We're going to the Rose Bowl. We want to win this, too. Yeah.
What's funny is I just Googled, like, Lincoln Kennedy, just, you know, to see the reference of the photo or whatever. But then it came up with a bunch of those conspiracy theory things connecting Lincoln's assassination to Kennedy's assassination.
He's 6'8"?
At least. Yeah. 6'8". I think he hovers around 325 still.
Whew.
Yeah.
It's a big man.
Don't you remember that game where somebody threw a snowball at him and he went into the stands?
I don't.
Yeah.
And more, please.
Oh, and that fan, hit him in the helmet. I was like, are you nuts? That's a bear.
Or aftermath of the palace.
Yeah, right. That's a bear. You better be lucky this guy's a nice guy.
I just hope somebody had bad aim instead of bad intentions.
He saw it. The guy looked him right in the eye and threw it at him. And then he went to the stands. Oh, my gosh.
That is crazy. That is. I didn't know. I knew you'd been in the Rose Bowl three in a row.
Three in a row.
What was your record?
2-1.
2-1. Who beat you?
Gerbach. We beat him the year before.
Elvis
he beat us.
Gerbach.
Yeah.
Michigan,
what's his name? The Raiders running back. Oh, God. I can't remember
Napoleon
his name.
I know who you're talking about. Bjaka Batuka?
Nope. Before him. He
Tyrone Wheatley.
Tyrone Wheatley set a Rose Bowl rushing record on us.
See, this is what going to the Rose Bowl. Every year, I remember some random things along the way.
All I was doing all
Tyrone
that game
Wheatley
was chasing
was
cheeks.
Huge.
Yeah, I was chasing cheeks. He was gone again. Gone.
Well, you got him. And you beat Michigan.
We beat Gerbach the year before, won the national championship.
Right.
We made it again. We were about to go on probation. I think we lost our last three games in a row, and that was one of them. Lost here in the Rose Bowl.
Drag.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah, 2-1 is not too bad. Three Rose Bowl appearances.
Not horrible.
Not too bad
either.
All right, so game coming up on Sunday, Chiefs and Eagles. It's odd because it's super chalky, right? You got two number one seeds. You got an Eagles team that really hasn't had a close call in the playoffs. They smashed the Giants. They knocked Purdy out of the game almost instantly. That game was more or less over the second he was out. Then they knock out Josh Johnson shortly thereafter.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't really a competitive football game. And then you got a guy who's making a really early bid as one of the great quarterbacks of all time, who's in his third Super Bowl in 5 years. It's not a bad run. It's yet the game is oddly unbuzzy to me.
Unbuzzy.
Like, it doesn't feel like this thing that I got to see it. And I can't even tell you why. And maybe it's just because it's so close that I don't know. I don't know if it's because I can't ever root for anything Philly. I don't really have an attachment to Kansas City. But I don't know. I'm picking Kansas City because of Mahomes, but I don't have like an emotional investment in this one the way I usually do.
Well, the story is Mahomes. He's the, I guess, the elite. He's the... The skill of the game. And the Kelsey brothers. And you got two black quarterbacks going at it for the first time. So that's the hook. The problem is there's not really much to promote on Philly's side. Because I told you, blunt force trauma is not sexy. You can't really sell that. They're running the football. They're rushing the passer. They're knocking people out. That's not really sellable. So the whole thing is the Philadelphia Eagles are Mr. T. Mahomes is Rocky. Right?
We talking the first fight or the second fight?
We're going to find out on Sunday. But that's the story right there. I mean, they're doing it one way. I mean, Philadelphia is just going to beat you up. Jalen Hurts is not going to give you a break. And Mahomes is going to be a magician. Let's see which one wins out. Right.
So I'm going to have to do it because you brought up Rocky III with Clubber Lang.
Yeah.
Why was Clubber Lang, as the number one heavyweight contender in the world, living in a small apartment in Chicago? Like, when he's...
Because he lives alone. He trains alone. He wins his fight alone.
When he's
You can't duck me forever.
When he's telling Adrian, come on over to my apartment. Even when I was like 13 years old, I'm like, why is the champ living in an apartment? This bothers me.
Because that's Clubber. Clubber doesn't need anybody. He doesn't need anybody.
He's in there doing pull-ups on the plumbing.
Absolutely. That's what he wants. That's what he needs. That's what he has to have. That's the mentality of the Eagles, I'm telling you. They're coming to eat your lunch.
I felt like Clubber needed a financial advisor. he needed somebody to get him in some real estate.
Right.
Clubber, I know you're a badass. I know that you train alone, but let's put some money into some real estate. We got to take
it under the mattress.
Chicago real estate would be pretty valuable. Let's do better here. It's just I can't hear that name.
Hilarious.
Think of it. The Eagles, there's going to be one of two stories. The Eagles lose, it's going to be like they weren't that good to begin with. Look at the quarterbacks they played. They played Daniel Jones three times this year. Mm-hmm. They played against Cooper Rush and Andy Dalton and Justin Fields and all these guys this was a mirage, that they're good, but they're not that good. Or if they win, it's, yeah, we underestimated a really, really good team for a long time.
I think you're going to say that definitely, and you can definitely say that about Hurts and his style, the way he plays the game and how they're winning. So I don't think there's been a more disrespected quarterback this year than him. They're winning. They were 14-1, and you're still dissing the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Here he is in the Super Bowl, and you're still saying this is impossible, even though you're seeing it firsthand. So it's just how they play football, their style of ball. They're a good football team. They're in your face. And let's be honest, the Philadelphia fan base as a whole is not very likable.
No, they're not.
I don't want to see Philadelphia win a championship. So you automatically root against them, even if you're a Jalen Hurts fan. But the story is with Mahomes. Look, Philadelphia led the NFL in sacks in the regular season by a mile. They had 70. Kansas City was second with 55.
Mm-hmm.
They lead the postseason in sacks. He's going to have to dodge people all game long to get the ball off. If he wins, it'll be a great win for Mahomes. But if he loses, I won't be surprised.
You mentioned something about Hurts that I think is really good, that he has not gotten his flowers, right? It's it's not been one of those. And look, he was in the MVP conversation, and rightfully so. It's not like he's under the radar, but he doesn't get that thing that somebody with his resume you would think he gets. Because here's his resume. He shows up at Alabama, and basically all he does is win, right? At Alabama. It's not like he was at Eastern Michigan or something. Then he gets benched in a weird situation, which then Tua comes in. He leaves, handles it really well, like no sour grapes
class.
Or anything like that, all class, goes to Oklahoma, kills it there.
Mm-hmm.
But then he gets drafted in the second round, which is good, but it's not, you know, is he going to be the top pick?
Knock.
It's something. He comes into the league, really has success from the moment he's put into the lineup, hasn't ever looked bad, and yet it's always, he's pretty good. We don't talk about him the way we talk about Trevor Lawrence or Josh Allen or Burrow or Herbert or Mahomes or any of those guys. He's not thrown into that class typically the way that other guys are, and there's really no reason why he shouldn't be.
No, well, he's not doing it the way they're doing it. I mean, they're doing it with their arm. They're very flashy. I mean, they're coached to win based on what they do with their arm. But Jalen Hurts does a great job of tucking in behind a great running game and tucking in behind a great defense.
Mm.
That is also a skill. Some people want to say it's a game manager. That brings up guys like Trent Dilfer. That's not the situation.
Oh, hell no.
This guy is just a great driver of a very physical machine. Now, that's not to say he can't develop into something else, but right now, he's the best at what they need. And what they need is a very credible quarterback who protects the football. That is all Philadelphia needs to make the Super Bowl. That's all they're going to need to win the Super Bowl.
Do you think they're going to do it?
Man, it's going to be hard. Like I said, I think you're a fool if you're betting against Mahomes.
Yeah.
Yeah, even with a team as stacked as they are, rushing the passer, Mahomes can still pull one out.
He does that little sidearm, little flip, little hook shot, little dead leg. He's just got all those little things that buy him that extra half a second. It's like he got away again. He got away again. He's not Michael Vick where he's running away from everybody, but no one ever seems to get him.
Okay, I'll tell you a story. Playing against Emmitt Smith running the football, he was an absolute genius. So we had a guy on the ground, so there's traffic on the ground, and we had guys butting heads. So there was a literal hole through the gap he wanted to run in. So he had to dive through it to make yards, and that's exactly what he did in a blink and picked up four.
Mm.
It's impossible. No matter what is presented, he's got an answer. That's how fast he thinks. That's how Mahomes plays quarterback. No matter, even if you've got him cornered, there's still a sliver to get the ball out. It's going to come out.
Do you think that it's going to come down to, though, that maybe the Eagles just chew up a ton of clock and Mahomes just doesn't have the ball at the end of the game?
That's how I see it.
That's kind of like how the Chiefs end up losing the game.
That's exactly how I see it. They get behind, or Kansas City does, by 10 points because Philly's running the football. It's late in the game. Now it's all wide open. You got to throw the ball to win, and that is what they want you to do.
Yeah, it's those guys like Mahomes, not that there's a million of them, you don't beat them by stopping them. You beat them by not letting them play as much.
That's it. You keep them on the bench.
Keep them over there. We might not even score, but we're going to hold the ball
and
for
I'll
a really
say this,
long time.
Nobody in the league is better at that than Jalen Hurts. He will possess the football for an entire quarter and not make a mistake.
All right, a little bit later than usual, but we're going to do it. Factor Cap is coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hey guys, I know we're in the wake of the fall. We had a bunch of the NBA people today, but if you guys still have any Super Bowl tips for me, Super Bowl party tips for me, please send them my way. So
DeMarco just discovered that John Tesh wrote the NBA on NBC theme song.
Mind blown. No idea. Friend just sent me that.
Wow.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
Wow. John Tesh, my man. Wow.
All right, just speaking of parties, Super Bowl parties, you need your party to be rooting for one team. So ideally for you, your party will be rooting for one team. Travis, Factor Cap.
Cap, I'm a Rams fan, so if the Rams aren't in the Super Bowl, I don't really care all that much who wins. So if half the room's Philly, half the room's KC, that's fine by me. It doesn't really matter to me. Now, in a universe where the Rams are in the Super Bowl and I'm not working the game and I'm at a Super Bowl party, if there was somebody in the other room rooting on Joe Burrow, I'd want to break their neck.
Okay,
That would bother me, but what's coming up on Sunday? No, go ahead and do your thing.
All right, Cap with a caveat. It depends on who's in it.
Mm.
Because I'm not letting Philadelphia fans in the house because they're insufferable. They will tear things up. And I'm
right.
not
Yeah, they'd break your TV.
You wouldn't let Niner fans in.
I'm not going to a Niner party. I am not going to a Niner party because that will end in a fight. Guaranteed.
Last week was tough for you, I guess.
What's that?
Last week or 2 weeks ago was tough for you.
The NFC Championship game was not your friend.
No. But I'm just saying, just depends on who's in. So Cap with a caveat.
Taylor?
Cap, I need some controversy. I need some jawing back and forth. I remember the Packers-Steelers Super Bowl, and I had friends from both fan bases watching the game, and that was a pretty entertaining watch.
Speaking of that, I remember I went into school the next day after the Steelers lost, and for some reason there's a good amount of Packers fans in Virginia, and I was just bullied by the people that I knew from Packers because they knew that I was like the Steelers girl, and yeah, it was not a fun day to go to school the next
day. They're
mean.
There are very few things, though, I will say this, that are as enjoyable and pleasurable of being one of the few people rooting for something in a group of everybody rooting for the other thing. And your team wins.
Yeah.
Like if you're at a, I remember.
Except a boxing match.
Yeah, that you got to be quiet.
Okay.
That can go in a different direction. But when the Dodgers in 1988, right, were making their run, I was at this thing with a bunch of Mets people. And I'm just going to sit here and watch y'all melt. This is terrific.
Vegas, Oscar fought Floyd. I told people, if Floyd wins, wait to celebrate until we get outside. This is a 80% pro-Oscar crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just wait until we get outside.
There's nothing. You've been in a lot of fights. I've been in a lot. There's nothing like the electricity. If that's the positive word, the electricity of a championship fight, and the more troublesome word might be, there's a certain amount of menace in the air at a fight that does not exist at a football game, a baseball game, a basketball game. There's like bloodlust in the air, and if you don't get what you want, it's coming out somewhere else.
Every time Tyson
did
his ring walk.
Yes.
That. Yes. No doubt.
All right. So I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but there's a Rocky statue curse. So apparently teams that have gone against the Eagles and then they go into the Rocky statue right next to the Philadelphia Arts Museum, and they'll put the other team's jersey onto Rocky and take a picture with it. So every team that has done that has then lost the subsequent week. So apparently, someone did it yesterday, and they put Chiefs like a towel around Rocky from the Chiefs. So if you're a Philly fan, you think that it's someone who's an Eagles fan trying to put the curse onto the Chiefs. DeMarco, fact or cap?
So somebody from Philly did it to put the curse on Kansas City?
Yeah, you think that someone from Philly did it. Or that there's a stupid Chiefs fan.
I got to say, cap, I bet it was a Kansas City fan that did it. I bet they would try. Look, they got Mahomes. If anybody's going to break that streak, it's going to be him, right?
Right,
so, yeah,
right.
Wouldn't that just break your heart?
I am a believer in sports gods. I'm a believer in that the sports gods are always watching and listening. So if Philly tried to juice it by putting it on themselves, it wouldn't work. So it if it works, it's because a Chiefs fan did it. And if it doesn't work, it's because of what Emily is suggesting, that an Eagles fan is trying to game the system. The gods know. They see things. You can't cheat karma.
No
doubt.
That's
the whole idea of it, right? That karma knows, and that's trying to cheat karma.
Even Travis Kelce came out this week in part of his Super Bowl media and was like, please, guys, don't put anything on the statue. And so you're also going against one of your teammates' wishes.
Can I bring up something real quick? This has always bothered me, too. This is the second random Rocky annoyance that I've had in the last 20 minutes. Why is the most famous sports figure in Philadelphia history fictional? Like this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The statue? Yeah.
Rocky's not a real person.
I know.
He's an actor.
They have a statue for Doug Peterson and Nicholas.
Yeah, but it's not. But the Rocky statue is the thing in Philly, right? It's like the Liberty Bell and the Rocky statue. He's a movie character. Sylvester Stallone is an actor.
But he embodies Philadelphia spirit.
I know that. But
yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, they have gritty.
Have an Allen Iverson statue somewhere.
Well, doesn't it sum up like the Philadelphia Eagles?
Yes.
Body punching. It ain't pretty. We're going to win in the 15th.
Trying to think, I don't know, if we had Ryan Gosling statue from the La La Land out in front of Staples Center. It's like, what are we doing here?
I know.
It's a fake character.
All right, Taylor.
I'm with Trav on this one. I don't think the curse would take effect if it was a Philly fan that did it. But if it was a Chiefs fan doing this, I mean, you can't be counting your chickens before they're hatched. This is just stupid on their part.
You never met a Chiefs fan, have you?
I know a lot, actually.
Good steaks.
Great steaks.
All right, so if someone says, you don't need to bring anything, you need to bring something. Taylor, fetch your cap.
Fact, at least take, at least a six-pack of beer, maybe a 30, I don't know. At least bring something, alcohol, if you can't cook.
Travis?
Yeah, you got to bring some. I want to just do a small carve out. If you're going to like an event that is a fancy event, like that they're not doing
like
it, they're a catered event, you don't need to bring anything because that's weird if there's all the guys in little bow ties and vests and you have your plate of brownies.
Yeah.
That's weird. But if you're
it's
going.
Like what Michael Scott did.
Right. If I'm going to your house and you invite me over and say, you don't need to bring a thing, I can bring a bottle of wine. You're going to bring something. You have to.
Marco?
Oh, it's cap. You told me not to bring anything. You got everything all lined up, right?
Trust your words. Words mean something.
You told me just bring yourself. So I'm there. If you want me to bring something, tell me what you want me to bring. Because believe me, I'm going to ask you five times.
Okay, so here, the event that you come to my house, and I would like to have that happen at some point, you're going to say, hey, Trav, what can I bring? I'm going to say, you don't have to bring anything, but I would like you to bring ice.
Done.
Okay. There we go.
Right.
We'll work it out ahead of time.
You've had parties, right? Don't bring anything. And then five people bring stuff. Now, what do I do with this?
Drink it.
Or what?
Put it in the liquor cabinet for later.
Give it away at Christmas, right? Thank you.
There you go.
Regift it. All right. So the last time the Super Bowl was in Arizona was when the Seahawks and the Patriots played each other. And so my statement is, throwing the ball on the 1 yard line in the Seahawks-Patriots Super Bowl is the biggest Super Bowl mistake that you can remember. Travis, fetch your cap.
Fact. It's fact for 100 different reasons, I think. It's not just that they opted to throw it. It's that. To this day, I'm 100% – New England's going to let them walk it in. The time was more important to them than the touchdown at that point. They needed the ball back to try to go get what they needed to do. You had Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah.
That wasn't – Ronnie Rivers back there, no disrespect to Ronnie Rivers.
Who just came up.
Just came up and just got in and just won a nice little jackpot in Vegas. But, it's not an it's Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's give the ball to beast mode and see what happens. So, I mean, maybe there Scott Norwood missed a field goal. There's been some stuff, but I don't know if anything was a worse decision than that.
Wow. Okay, look, we don't have enough time. See, it was the right call. It really was. Oh, yeah, it was an absolute right call. You always throw the ball in that situation. You had one-on-one coverage. If you don't throw it, you're an idiot. Now, if you want to run it with Marshawn.
But I do remember the Patriots winning DeMarco.
But no, I'm just saying, if you want to run it with Marshawn, I'm with you. You got Marshawn Lynch, then put a fullback in, put Russell Wilson under center, turn around and hand him off. Don't put Russell in shotgun and hand it off. That's crazy. And Belichick was all in. He had gone goal line. He expected Marshawn Lynch. So the pass was there.
But even if they don't get it, the clock keeps moving. I know. There's a lot of stuff that...
I go with the Harbaugh answer. It was the worst result known to man, but it was the right call.
Indeed it was.
Yes, but I got to go with Norwood. That's got to be the biggest doink in the world. I mean, I feel so bad for Buffalo.
Can I make another case that Pete Carroll has been involved in two of the weirdest decisions of all time?
What was the other games? One?
Not having Reggie Bush on the field at the end of the game against Texas.
Wow.
And Lendell White was killing him.
Yeah.
They ran that play 3 yards, 4 yards, 3 yards, 5 yards, 3 yards, 3 yards. They were killing him. They needed to get a yard. Put Reggie Bush on the damn field. Put Reggie Bush, split him out, put him out to the
– Yeah.
He's going to pull a guy, if not two guys,
either
out there
way,
with
just
him.
Have him there.
It's better to have him on than off.
And Reggie had the same seat I had at that point. I'm like, where's five?
He can't help you.
He has to be out there. What are we doing?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, mine's not necessarily on the field, but I'm going to go with the
– You're right.
Going to go with the Niners-Ravens Super Bowl power outage. That was chaos.
That's a mistake, but like not necessarily a field mistake, but it was a mistake by the Super Bowl committee, at least.
I said that was a real, like somebody did that on purpose to slow down the Niners.
Yeah, I've heard theories.
Wow.
But what is that Occam's razor, right? The most obvious answer is usually the answer.
Yeah.
The answer is the infrastructure in New Orleans sucks.
I was going to say.
And the thing just got overloaded and blew. Yeah, yeah.
You've been to New Orleans.
Yeah, you've been to New Orleans. You know what I'm talking about.
I'm not shocked. I've been stuck in that elevator a lot. Yeah.
Our girl Rihanna is going to be our halftime show for the Super Bowl. So you think that Rihanna will open the show, her part of the show, with Diamonds. DeMarco, Patrick Kapp.
Gosh, I have. Is that her biggest song ever? Diamonds?
It's not her biggest song ever, but it's a very notable song.
I'll take Cap, I guess. I mean.
And the reason I'm asking.
Like Diamonds and.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay.
Because of the rings?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I thought you might end with that one.
I was just going to say it's either your opener or your closer.
Yeah, because you know Rihanna the best.
Well, I'm a huge fan, as you know. Riri and I are just, you know, we're cut from the same cloth.
Really?
Exactly.
Next time you see her, let me know.
I like her, but I don't really know her music. But I do know that one.
Yeah, and Only Girl in the World.
I think that's funny because, like, if we played your songs, you'd probably like, oh, I know that one. I know that one because she is one of the most popular songs in terms of, like, gets tons of radio plays, gets tons of plays in movies and television shows and things like that. The reason I asked is because I knew that you would not know the answer.
Well, yeah, that's why I said to Taylor, I'm like, you're going to need to start playing that. So if I, but the second you hear a couple of notes, like, oh, I know that one. That's the opener or the closer. I'm going to go with closer.
All right, Taylor.
Fact, I think you're right, Emily. I think it's very fitting that she does that.
Also, my other bet is going to be Run This Town's going to be there in there somewhere because that is such a hype song.
Taylor, hook me up.
Who's coming out? Is anybody going with her? Do we know who's going to be the surprises?
There's been no reveal about, or as far as I know, maybe there is, but of special guests. But there is going to be other people there because it's almost never just the person performing.
Don't get me wrong, not necessary.
Right, of course.
I'm fine with no one being there but her. You don't even need a band.
Did Prince have somebody join him?
No. He had his band.
That was a bit ago.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So in the past
again,
5 years.
Yeah. No one else necessary.
I was going to say, when Prince is out there, just do your thing, dude.
You're good.
Yeah.
Purple Rain in the Rain? Come on, man. Yeah.
So I've seen, I'm not a huge like Super Bowl halftime show that, oh, I remember this. I remember that one. I have like weird... I remember Michael Jackson at the
Rose Bowl.
Standing
there for like a minute. Yeah.
Yep, yeah. I remember that because weird. And then and Michael Jackson. I remember Prince, and I remember last year.
Yeah.
Because it was really well done. It was super LA.
You remember Adam Levine. Come on now, take it off his shirt.
I remember Adam Levine because I remember looking down there doing the halftime going, yeah, I don't really feel
what's
like
going
I'm
on?
Missing much.
Travis Scott was there, which is also different.
Like when last year when, when Snoop and Dre and everybody else is doing their thing, I'm looking where, you know, where we call, I'm looking out the window like I'm trying to watch the show, talk to Kirk at the same time. With Adam Levine, I'm like, you can close the window. We're good. Just keep it moving. No disrespect to Adam Levine. Wow. But I didn't feel like I was missing anything.
I got you. Yeah, but that was epic, no doubt.
Not a bad way to do it. All right, we're getting closer. Super Bowl just around the corner. Plus, want to get your thoughts on the Lakers and what they have done. Specifically, no more Rush. Just having him gone, how much does that help? That's coming up next. Travis Slee. DeMarco's in for Slee on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
So as a Super Bowl champ, like I think about hockey, right? And the Stanley Cup, that the captain gets the cup first, he skates around the ice, he holds it, and he hands it off to the next guy, who hands it off to the next guy, right on down the line. Everybody gets their turn. Same thing with the Lombardi. Did you get your hands on it that night? Did you get
In the locker room.
Okay.
In the locker room, it was passed around, and it was obvious. There's a cool video. I'm holding it, and I'm like, this is – I've been looking for you my whole life, and now you're here with me. It's cool. I mean, the game was over, defense on the field, and I was laid out tired. So by the time I even lifted my head, they already had the podium up there.
Really?
Yo, it came out so fast. All of a sudden, Kurt Warner and the gang were like three stories up. I'm like, how'd you guys get up there so fast?
So Jones makes the tackle at the 1 yard line. The podium's already going up.
Already going up. Absolutely. Amazing how fast they do that. The production is unbelievable.
Did you think he was going to score?
Every time I see the game, I could be wearing the ring and I still start to sweat like we're going to lose. Yeah. Every single time. Wow. God rest. Steve McNair's soul. Unreal. That dude was a nightmare
man.
To be a quarterback.
He was a
oh
bad
my
man.
God.
He was big too, wasn't he?
Look, it looked like his helmet was too small. It really did. Like either your neck is huge or your helmet is way too small. Like, dang, he is huge.
Yeah. There are a million great Super Bowl moments. That has to be very near like a goal line open field tackle to win the Super Bowl.
No doubt.
It wasn't like a goal line defense where all 11 guys kind of and you hold the line. Dyson was in space. He was like on his way and Mike Jones makes an open
out of nowhere.
Crazy.
Let me add something to that. The greatest show on turf, right? Gets a lot of credit. Once Torrey goes in, that's what, five guys?
Marshall,
four guys?
Kirk, Orlando, Bruce, yeah, make five.
Five guys off that offense. Do you know how long they had the ball in the second half of that game? About 7 minutes total.
Really?
We were out there the entire second half against Eddie George and McNair. So when I say I'm tired and you see me coming off the field, I'm not joking. I am down to nothing here.
It's amazing.
Yes. Gatorade is not working.
No, yeah. And again, it's at the end of, what, 5 months of playing football.
Yeah.
It's not just one day where you're going. It's the end of a season. Look, we saw it this year with the Rams. They played as late as anybody other than Cincinnati, and it never looked like they were fully refreshed and ready to go.
No. You know, it's like climbing the mountain, climbing Mount Everest. When you get to the point where you're about to summit, I mean, you could see the people that didn't make it.
Yeah.
You can see where this is where they got off, or they were too tired, or they just weren't physically prepared for this. You got to go beyond yourself to win a game like that. Like a Super Bowl. So That's why I think Philadelphia has a great shot to win it. They're loaded, they're deep, they're talented, and they're physical.
It is a Bud Light Football Friday on 710 ESPN, getting you ready, getting you pumped for what's on tap for Super Bowl Sunday, presented by Bud Light. Make your Bud Light game day beer. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Must be 21 or older. Please enjoy responsibly. And yes, my final Bud Light video will come out on this weekend.
Shotgunning.
Yeah.
Where do I put the hole?
Can.
Yeah.
Right. You know, where the opening, where if you're just going to drink the beer out of the can.
Right.
So that can, the opening of the regular can should be up, right? So you turn the can horizontal.
Right.
The opening should be at the top
at
of the can.
At the top of that. Okay.
You put the hole in the can on the same line. So they're parallel to one another.
Nice.
Yes.
Okay.
And then.
We're going to do this.
Down the hatch.
We're doing this weekend.
Done deal.
We're doing it.
Don't forget your skip and go nakeds.
Oh, that's a guarantee. That's going to be tonight.
Good.
Got a test, yeah.
Lakers dropped their first game post-trade deadline. I want to say they threw it away, but they threw it away because LeBron didn't play and they were shorthanded to begin with. They're playing against Giannis. The Bucks have won 9 in a row, the whole thing. They weren't going to win that game. But now they're six games under 500. They are still outside of the top 10 in the Western Conference. And they got some guys that are going to make them better. How much of the run they do or do not go on is going to be because they got better players, and how much does the run that they're going to or not go on have to do with the fact that Russell Westbrook is no longer in the building?
I think it has a lot to do with Russell Westbrook not being here. That's the one problem you couldn't make right. Round peg, square hole. So now, like you said, you have better players, and hopefully you get a chance to play better. There are no issues. That's why I keep saying we're talking about Darvin Ham here.
Mm-hmm.
Now that you've got the team that you want, the team that you need, and the team that supplements the two best players on the planet, or at least on this basketball team, LeBron and AD. Now you've got all questions answered. Now go out and coach your butt off, and let's see what happens. So 26 games to go. What record do you need? 20-6 to finish out? 19-7.
If they need 20-6, then they're dead. They're not going to go 20-6. Because let's say it takes 5 games for them to figure each other out,
right?
Which would be super quick. 5 games. Say you go 3-2 in those 5 games. So that adds. So now you're still 5 games under 500.
Yeah.
With 20 games to go,
you got
to
rattle off.
If you go
15-5,
you're. See, five games over.
See, this is what I meant about AD sitting down on LeBron's shot. I get it. It's history, but that's probably what he's thinking. We need this win for that.
Yeah, but that's been true for all of their wins all season long.
True.
It's not like they started off 10-2 and have been, you know, just slowly slipped. They put themselves in a 2-10 hole, and they've been trying to dig out from it, and they really have not been able to do it.
Yeah, I see where you're going. I mean, you need to be involved in that moment. It looks horrible, but I see where he's coming from, too. We need that win. Not about this shot right now.
2 minutes? For 2 minutes, I can't put that aside? 2 minutes.
I can't get around the fact that, like you said, you've lost a lot. You should be used to this, so you can put that aside for a minute. I get that, but yeah. I get where he's coming from, too.
I'm not saying that I'm going to be as invested if it were a game winner in game 7 of the finals that, you know, is
not going to go ML Carr.
You know what? It's literal history I'm looking at.
Yeah, right.
All these people, unless you are a kid or really lucky, we're not seeing this record come down.
True.
This is going to hang up there for 50 years if it hangs for a minute. And to just sit there like a bump on a log.
It is LeBron, though. It was inevitable.
Yeah, but
when he was in striking distance, you knew it was coming.
But it happened right then.
I know, and you should have been in the moment.
It's right then, and I'm not saying you got to do a backflip, but stand up, pump your fist in the air, and hey, yeah, that's my guy. It's my team. We won a championship together. He brought me here. We won a championship together. Good on you. You're the greatest scorer of all time. Then sit back down.
Bronny, his son, knew before he shot it. He stood up, started walking on the court. He's like, this is it.
Did you see the picture that was taken? So LeBron's shooting at one end of the court, right?
Yeah.
The picture was taken from the other end, looking down the line. Everybody in the arena is videoing with their phone.
That's awesome.
Except for Phil Knight. Who's just sitting there just like this, just taking it in, just like soaking it all in. Like,
wow.
I'm just going to watch this. I'm not going to film this. I'm just going to watch it.
Why
it
waste time?
It was so good.
That is
it
awesome.
Was so baller.
That's a grown man.
That's
a grown man.
A grown man that's seen a lot of stuff.
Yep.
I'm not showing anybody my videos. I'm living this.
That's a grown man.
I'm living
man.
This stuff along the way. The Dump's coming up next, plus Super Crosstalk. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
Okay, before we get into like a lot of the other things in the dump that I know we want to get to, I definitely need us to hear this from last night. So last night, Kelly Clarkson hosted the NFL Honors. So she's decked out in her Dallas gear because she's a huge Dallas fan. But several other NFL players got the chance to go up and sing. So I'm going to have George Kittle sing for you right now.
Yes, our season's over. And yes, that last game blew. But Brock, you should still feel proud. We wouldn't be there without you.
Aw, that's nice.
And Christian McCaffrey. Dude can run, catch, and pass. But I'd prefer Nick Bosa. Throwing Prescott off. Cause we belong together.
Oh my God.
Oh. So that's George Kittle. And now I'm going to play you Kirk Cousins. Oh, he came out and did it beforehand. And he also came out in a bunch of chains, like making that joke. Okay, so here's Kirk Cousins.
Tom's won 7 times, went to 10. He's on some beef, so maybe Kirk could win.
Wait, you can really sing.
Yeah, yeah. Since he's been gone.
Wait, hold on. First of all, you can really sing. What?
So that's it. And then Kelly sings later, but yeah.
I was getting ready to be cringeworthy with Cousins and Kelly Clarkson. He can sing.
Yeah,
he can carry a tune. He's on the beat like that.
Yeah.
Kittle's was a train wreck, but a funny one. Cousins showing up with chops? I don't like that at all.
Kirk Cousins does not understand the assignment. We're supposed to be laughing now. You don't go out there and sing, man. You go out there like Kittle and just... Yeah. Neanderthal it. Yeah, come on.
Neanderthal it with Kittle. That sounds about right. Patrick Mahomes, of course, named MVP for the second time last night at those awards as well. This is great news. Tiger Woods is going to play next week in the Genesis Invitational out at Riviera.
No way.
Yeah,
really?
I'm going to be out there on Thursday. Chris and I and Tommy are going to head out there, and we'll be doing some work. So if you get a chance and you see us, come on by and say what's up. But Tiger playing again, and he doesn't play very much, and he really doesn't play. By the way, Riviera, not the easiest walk in the world. You got to walk. Tiger's got that banged up leg, but that's great news.
Have you seen him live before?
Many times.
Young and to now? I mean, I wonder how he's walking. What does he look like?
He doesn't move great. I mean, first of all, he's nearly 50 years old.
Wait, don't say that. Are you serious?
He's 48.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
okay.
I think he's 48.
Wow.
And he nearly lost his leg in that car accident.
Yeah.
And not just that he injured his leg, he nearly lost his leg, and it's bowed. He's banged up.
Hey, man, look, he's not the fan favorite up near PV.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's only one way in and out, and you block the whole street around school time. Come on, man. What are you doing?
You tell me what you think. I've been watching sports, called this just round number 40 years. Seen a bunch of really amazing Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson. I don't know if I've ever seen anything like that where he was that much better than everyone else that he was competing against and really never missed.
No, Federer, I guess, is
Federer's
a guy.
A good one.
When you tune in and you expect dominance, that's exactly what you get. He outclasses the opponent. Albert Pujols at one point. He was the only baseball player I knew that I was there to see him do something, and he did it almost every single time. So, yeah, I mean, Tiger and Michael Jordan, same way. Kobe, when you buy a ticket, you expect them to be at their best, and they
always
are.
Were.
Yep.
They always,
always
were. Tiger in particular is just something else. I'm thrilled that he's going to play. That's very, very exciting. The Dodgers announced that Oral Hershiser and Manny Mota will be inducted as Legends of Dodger Baseball this season, joining Garvey, Kirk Gibson, Don Newcomb, Fernando Valenzuela, and Maury Wills. So kind of like the equivalent of a Ring of Honor, I guess, but not quite getting your number retired. Those are Hall of Fame players, and Fernando, which they're going to do this season. But that's a good list. Those are all guys that were incredibly impactful, but maybe just a hair short of Hall of Fame resumes.
I would have thought he would already have been in that situation, Oral Hershiser. I thought he was already in there. No? He was the face of the franchise. Yeah. Good for them.
He was the first guy that was the face of the franchise after Fernando.
Yeah.
Like, Fernando was the early 80s. Hershiser was the late 80s and They both won World Series. That's great. Congratulations to those guys. Dan Graziano from ESPN is reporting that former Cardinals head coach Cliff Kingsbury is in Houston today meeting with the Texans about getting a job on D'Amico Ryan's staff.
That's dangerous.
You like Kingsbury.
I like him as an offensive coordinator. Yeah, I think the only problem with Cliff Kingsbury is he's not a very good head coach. He's a great offensive mind. So if you let D'Amico,
this may be a stupid question, DeMarco, explain the difference. I mean, I explain the difference of why I'm really good at coordinating an offense.
Brass tacks,
but,
okay.
But I'm not a particularly successful
head coach. I
have to coach
30 guys instead of all 53. I don't even have to worry about special teams. I don't have to worry about instant replays and timeouts and all that sort of stuff. All I have to worry about is putting the ball in the box. That he can do. So that could be a dangerous matchup if they get the right quarterback to run that system. That could be dangerous in Houston with D'Amico Ryans and him.
Kingsbury seems to be one of those guys that constantly fails up, right? Because he was okay at Tech, not great. It's not like they were competing in New Year's Day bowls year after year after year. He gets the job at SC to be their coordinator, never calls a play,
right?
Gets hired to be the Arizona head coach, gets christened as a member of Sean McVay's tree, despite not being a member of that tree. They were good sort of once, and he got fired.
The results weren't great, but I'll tell you this. This is coming from other coaches. His concepts are next level. Now, the problem in Arizona was he couldn't control Kyler Murray.
Can anyone?
No. Kyler does what Kyler does. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I always thought, why are you going to pay your quarterback that much money and your head coach, who's an offensive-minded guy, that much money? Because Kyler's not going to listen to him anyway. If you had a defensive-minded coach like D'Amico Ryans and Kingsbury running the offense, then it works.
I don't want to give this away yet. Andy, you're going to want to weigh in on this one too. Andy Kamenetsky here. There are three people that at the time, it may be different now, but I don't think it is. There are three athletes in history that have been on the cover of Sports Illustrated in back-to-back weeks. You guys want to take a guess at who those three guys might
Michael
be?
Michael Jordan.
That's one.
Okay.
Back-to-back
weeks on the cover. And the other one is very obvious. You'd be like, okay, that makes perfect sense.
You're kidding me.
Nope.
He said Jeremy Lin. That can't be right.
Muhammad Ali, Michael Jordan, Jeremy Lin.
It is Jeremy Lin. Wow. No way.
That is the answer. Because the reason I said it like that is today in 2012, February 10, 2012, Jeremy Lin's Linsanity, new heights, 38 points in a win over Kobe and the Lakers. Jeremy Lin is the third person on the – were you really?
Oh, yeah.
Was that was in the Garden, right? Or was it here?
Jeremy Lin, okay, which – there was a game – maybe I'm thinking the wrong game. There was a game where he played against Kobe – and
that was in the Garden.
That was in the Garden.
Because Kobe dissed him the week of.
Okay, I'm thinking of a different game.
Yeah.
There was a game where he played against Kobe in Staples and as an opponent and actually played really well.
He had a good, solid 3 weeks where he was the biggest thing in the world.
Can't take it away from him.
And then it's like, remember Jeremy? I think I do. Yeah. Insanity. Ali, Jordan, Lin.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's one
I mean, you know what's interesting about that is that all three of them in their own right are cultural icons.
You're right.
I mean, they really are. Jeremy Lin has been a big deal as a cultural icon. Like, his story keeps getting retold in documentaries and things like that. Like, it was a big deal, not just like the Linsanity part of it, but like what he represented in sports with Asian Americans, and like he had a hell of a road to get to the NBA.
Change, yeah.
He was barely in the league, and then he just exploded all of a sudden.
And you know what? Like, he was good.
Did his drug test him?
He was good.
Like, he wasn't great,
no.
But he wasn't bad either.
It was awesome.
Fine.
One more here. Laker Thunder game on Tuesday night, the record-breaking game. 3 million viewers. It was TNT's most viewed NBA regular season telecast, excluding opening night, since 2018.
Wow.
That's a lot of people. I'm surprised it's not more. That's one of those things, and maybe I'm the wrong person to ask because I live and breathe in this universe of sports and basketball all the time, but even if I weren't a sports fan, I would have liked to have seen that.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have seen LeBron do something that hadn't happened in nearly 40 years.
Yeah, I mean, that's special to be present for those moments. Who was it that tweeted out? I mean, if you're not watching this game, you don't love sports.
Yeah.
I agree, 100%. This is why we watch sports.
Just cool stuff in general. You don't get legends doing legendary things on demand very often, and that's what that was.
Yeah. Unless you come and you hang out with Ramona Shelton.
Well, that's a totally different can of worms.
That's a legend that's doing a totally legendary things on a legendary basis.
Let's do a little Supercross talk. Woo. I'm going to do it for Mace, even though Mace is not here today. AK and Momo in for Mason in Ireland today. Obviously, guys, Super Bowl Sunday right around the corner. Your must-have at a Super Bowl party, Andy, is?
Nachos.
That counts.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
You can eat them with one
non-utensils,
hand.
Yeah.
You don't need a utensil.
But you have to look, though. Everything. Depending on the cheese, you got to look, right? You got to look down.
Well, if you properly constructed your nacho platter, you know what you're getting.
Just saying, you know.
The thing about the nachos is they get soggy really fast. So I'm actually going to go with sliders.
Ooh.
Emily's making pulled pork sliders for
everybody. Boom.
I kind of think that like just some just regular either pulled pork or like just little cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
Like I can eat like 12 of those.
I'm right there with you. First quarter.
Like one little pickle on them?
Yeah.
Oh,
a little
so
bit
good.
Of maybe a little mustard or ketchup or something on there too. Just
but you can't
just
go
enough.
Too much sauce because then those get soggy too.
And they'll squeeze out.
I do like the nachos, but like they have a sort of shelf life.
Well, first of all, not for me.
I have not experienced
like
what
how
you're
soggy will you eat them? Like if the chip is falling apart.
Not a concern. I mean, I don't care if it's cold.
We won't get to that point. Right.
No, I don't.
The answer is no, but it's not going to happen.
Oh, yeah. Don't ever let me know how many sliders you made either. Because I'll go John Gotti.
That's right.
I'm taking
so
my taste.
It's easy to justify to yourself. Yeah. You're like, okay, look, if it's basically one burger chopped up.
Like, exactly.
You're like, it's like, how many sliders add up to one?
Three.
Six.
Ah, that's right.
Yes. Yeah,
is that the right answer?
No, it's definitely more like three.
Yeah.
But we tell
you
us.
Ask me.
you can convince yourself you're basically eating like two kids' meals. And what's the problem with that?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's not a problem with, let's just be clear, there's not a problem with any of this. I fully support all Super Bowl gluttony. I'm fully on board with all of it. What about drinks? Is it just traditions?
Have you guys ever heard of a skip and go naked? Because that's what he just turned me on to.
I know that drink.
Do you?
Okay. Yeah, I used to bartend. That's not a drink I would like. It's too sweet for me.
It's very sweet.
I can't drink that.
It's very sweet. Ramona, do you know what that is?
A skip and go naked. That sounds good.
Do you know what that cocktail is?
No.
It is, so, blender full of ice with a beer.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of like that pink lemonade concentrate, like the Minute Maid kind of thing.
Throw
it put in. That like a third of the can in there.
My favorite
and then
part.
Fill the rest of the blender with vodka. Blend. It's like a Slurpee, and it's like a lemonade Slurpee that will knock you on your you know what.
No. That's proper. See? That face right there. Proper.
No.
Yeah. The face you're making is proper.
See, the thing, the way you get drunk is by like a lot of
that
sugar and other stuff in there. You don't get drunk necessarily off the straight alcohol. It's all the other stuff.
Yeah, that's the point. Okay. That's what we're going for.
All right.
Yeah. Super Bowl.
So what's the drink? Are you a beer person? You never love
wine?
For
a Super Bowl party, I think it's beer.
Yeah.
I think you're just going beer, right?
Yeah. Like, beer's fine.
Are you geek for the game or the halftime show?
Who's in the halftime show?
Rihanna. Okay, that answers my question.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You?
Yeah.
Halftime show or the game?
Depends who the artist is. Always the game. I always want to see the game.
Who was the artist you were more interested in than the actual game?
Prince.
Oh, Prince. Yeah. See, everybody comes up with the same one. Okay. Yeah, Rihanna is like top of the heap for me, but she doesn't overshadow
really
the game.
Well, Prince did the thing that was the hardest thing that anybody has to do. He had massive expectations, and he exceeded them.
Well, he also, though, he treated it like an actual concert. Like most of these artists, they basically do the medley review of greatest hits, and it can be good. It can be entertaining, and they put on like, you know, big stage production, but the songs themselves and the presentation is really predictable. Prince did all these different covers, did like a Foo Fighters cover.
Yeah.
He did a Proud Mary cover. I think he did a Queen cover. You know, he's performing. It's raining out.
Right.
And Prince's reaction, like, there was a great oral.
It's raining and he's in 4-inch heels.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
There's a great, I think it's The Ringer, did a great oral history of that concert. And apparently when it started raining, his eyes blew up like saucers. He was like, yes. Like, he recognized, like,
the theater of it?
Yes.
This is the moment.
He was like, I can absolutely own this thing. Because again, like all the stuff going on, but he treated it like an actual concert as opposed to just like a greatest hits medley that you can predict the song list.
Yeah.
See, what he said about Prince and understanding the moment, that's how I see Mahomes. Mm. That's what I'm saying. If you're betting against him in this situation, you are an absolute fool. Well, you deserve to lose your house.
The Eagles feel like they're a little bit of a better team, but Mahomes feels like the difference maker. And I keep coming back to what you said. I can't pick against the team that's got the better quarterback, especially if it's that dude.
And Andy Reid on the sideline. Yeah.
He's also had 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, to get healthy, right?
Yeah.
But Philly is, I keep telling, Philly is bringing the noise and the pain.
So you really think it's Philly?
I think Philly has a shot. The best way to beat Mahomes is to do what?
Not let him play.
Play keep away. Keep him on the bench.
Yeah.
No one does that better than Philly, and no quarterback does that better than Jalen Hurts.
I also think they have nothing, like there's no pressure on them.
Philly?
Like, everybody thinks, like the Chiefs should be favored, right? They are favored, I assume.
Philly's 1.5.
They're favored?
Philly is a 1.5-point favorite. So it's close, but they are a narrow favorite.
I mean, to me, when you have the MVP on your team, we got 48 out of 50 votes. Like that's the team with the pressure on it. Philly, to me, has been just a nice story all year.
But that's the thing, because I agree with you. I agree with that. But if they go out there and beat the Chiefs, are we not going to have to kind of recalibrate what they were?
Absolutely.
Because if they just go out and smash everybody in the playoffs, win the Super Bowl, what did they go, 15-2 or 14-3 or whatever it is?
Yeah.
And one of those was with their backup quarterback, so whatever. We're going to have to recalibrate how good they are if they win. If they don't, it'll be, it's a cool run. You guys are pretty good, but it's Mahomes.
To me, the biggest pressure on the Eagles is like, what do you do with Jalen Hurts depending on the outcome of this game? Because coming up is the last year of his rookie deal. Mm-hmm. And it's easy to forget now, but heading into this season, there was a lot of doubting about Jalen Hurts and whether or not you could really make him a franchise quarterback.
There's still doubt. Yeah.
Of course there is.
Still doubt. Yeah.
I mean, there's.
Now, it's a tough situation to be in. Do you want to extend him? But he just won you a Super Bowl. How do you say no?
Well, even if he takes you to a Super Bowl. I mean, Jared Goff got extended after taking you to a Super Bowl.
Well, but in the Eagles' case, though, they're not too far off from being burned by the Carson Wentz experience.
Mm. Wow.
I'm just saying. Like, I know.
Does that not cut both ways, though? You're right, but they also got burned by Carson Wentz, and they're back in the Super Bowl like that. That, you know, it's like, hey, we can make a bad decision and still recover from it.
Yeah.
All I'm saying, though, is, you know, depending on how this thing plays out, it wouldn't shock me at all, particularly if Hurts has, you know, what's been uncharacteristic for this season, a bad game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, that cycle of questions, whether they should or not, is going to start all over again.
I heard this and I agree with it. If Kansas City wins, Mahomes MVP. If Philadelphia wins, it might not be Jalen Hurts as your MVP.
Hassan Reddick.
Hands down, might be the guy that wins it for you. I think that kind of underscores Jalen Hurts this year and going forward.
Okay, I'm going to change the subject here a little bit. The trade deadline is passed. The dust is kind of settled. Everybody moved around. You know, everybody, what Emily told me, I think every team but three teams made a deal yesterday or in the last couple of days. Cleveland, Washington, and Chicago. And Sacramento. KD is the obvious answer, right? The Suns got KD, and they took themselves from where they are to what they might be the team to beat. Who else is a lot better today than they were a couple of days ago?
I think the Lakers are.
A lot better?
Yeah, I think they're a lot better. I think the Clippers are better. I think, the Suns, obviously. I like what the Knicks did. I think getting Josh Hart was really good for them. I mean, there's no, like, the Mavericks, Kyrie is a big addition. But, like, there's no, like, there was, besides Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, there was no, like, big, giant, you know, swing of the balance of power. Everybody, a lot of the contenders just got a little bit better. They just got one or two little pieces.
The Clippers and Lakers, I think, in a lot of ways, got better in the same way.
Yeah.
In that they both traded out guys who either aren't in the rotation or are kind of part-time rotation guys for players that will play.
Yeah.
So by definition, you're going to get better.
Yeah.
The Lakers are better because of the guys that are here or because of the guys that aren't here?
And just meaning one guy.
Yeah. You're right.
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
A little bit of both. I mean, Westbrook personality issues aside, like there's fit issues. There's all that stuff. Like they have guys, like D'Angelo Russell is not a perfect fit like perfect alongside LeBron and AD, but he is a way better imperfect fit with those guys than Russ ever will be. Like, I think he can be a fine fit. I'm just saying he's not perfect.
That was very Frank Zappa. It's a perfect imperfect fit. Explain that.
I grew up listening to
that. Wow.
No, I said he's a better imperfect fit.
Better imperfect fit. Okay. I'm trying to wrap my head
around
that.
Does the better imperfect fit, though, because here...
He doesn't really
we can
fit,
talk
he's
about
better than the other guys.
I think he fits in certain ways. It's not perfect. Like, okay. Mostly the defense.
Okay, fair
mostly
enough.
Mostly the defense.
So D'Angelo is here, and Beasley is here, and Vanderbilt's here, and, you know, Mo Bamba. The team's different. They added a lot of new guys. But are we still back to the same thing that we are always on, which is if Anthony Davis is good, we got a chance. If he's not, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's what it is. But to me, I thought the Lakers did about as well as they could possibly do. There was one other move that they actually did have some last minute stuff for Bogdanovich, but Detroit still wanted a first for him, and we were at a level where it was like why are you going to do a first round pick for a guy that has a player option next year?
Yeah.
And you'd have to be, and when they traded Beverly, that was then they'd moved off that. Like, Beverly was the salary piece that you could do to make that work. And I think there was like one more move, but I think they actually just addressed so many of the issues with this team, which was just the lack of depth. They needed some young guys who were like athletic and could go, and like the lack of shooting. I mean, Vanderbilt's going to really help them. Mm-hmm. Beasley's a good shooter. D'Lo's a good shooter. And they sort of figured out how to do it without taking themselves out of the race for Kyrie Irving and keeping one of those first round picks. That was an incredible needle to thread,
They improved their optionality so much better. If nothing else, like, remove Kyrie from this equation.
Right.
Their options for bringing back players is so much better now than it was 48 hours ago, where, you know, the players who played well, like Thomas Bryant, who got moved to Denver, they weren't going to be able to re-sign him. They weren't going to be able to afford to re-sign him because he was on a one-year veterans minimum deal, CBA rules. He's gone. He's already outplayed that. Like, you know, Lonnie Walker, do you want to make him maybe your best option to bring back price-wise? Like, you're limited with options, and then you're left to the whims of free agency as a team with some cap space, but not a ton. Now, like, the option of bringing back D'Lo, the option of bringing back Beasley, Vanderbilt, Bamba, these are just better options. Rui Hachimura.
Yeah.
These are better options. So
I think we know what the floor is. The floor is you make all these moves, you still miss everything, right? You're no good in the top 10. That's the floor. What's the ceiling?
I think they could get to the fifth or sixth seed if they get on a run here. If people stay healthy and they get on a run. Like, Dave McMenamin made a really good point yesterday when we were on our show that he was covering those Cavs. Remember the year when the Cavs went and got all these old dudes, and then they like Isaiah Thomas
Dwayne Wade.
Yeah. And then like in the middle of the year, they were just like totally in a funk, and they just traded like half the team.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like so much difference. Like, it wasn't like all these guys that they got were so much better, but they were just like, you know what? This whole mix sucks. Let's just change it up. Let's just get some different. It's like, it was like the trade deadline equivalent of doing some sage, you know, and smudging, you know?
Yeah.
And like, I kind of think that's what the Lakers did. Like, Pat Bev, you know, had some good moments.
Can they beat people in the playoffs?
Huh?
Can they beat people in the playoffs?
Yeah. I really think so. Like, but again, it's the same thing if they stay healthy. But yeah, I'd say the same thing. Like, Dallas doesn't have Luka Doncic, you know? I mean, if the Warriors don't have Steph.
Is that the same thing, Ramona? I keep going back. Like, to say Kevin Durant needs to be healthy, sure. Luka, sure. Yeah. But AD isn't just the normal, I'm in, I'm out. He's constantly in and out.
But same with KD, though. Kevin Durant is exactly the same.
No,
there's one exception.
More of Kevin Durant than AD.
But he's always an injury concern.
He's an injury concern, but when he's not injured, he kicks your ass.
Great, but I don't.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right.
Anthony
Davis
does not.
No, I don't. I don't disagree with that.
Yeah,
I don't disagree with that. But it doesn't matter if he's not available. And there's the same injury concerns with KD, with Kyrie. I mean, with Kyrie actually, I was going to say with Kawhi, but Kyrie too. Like, AD is just the more frustrating of some of these guys with the same concerns. But the concerns are the same everywhere. AD just
but he has he wears them worse. Where he's in the lineup but ineffective.
Last night.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. In
Tuesday versus OKC.
It's just like, whoa.
His return has not juiced this team the way I hoped it would.
Ramona, you may know this off the top of your head. Al has this number, and I want to say because they lost last. I think they're 4 games under .500 with him and 2 games under .500 without him. Yeah, but it's one of those odd things that they're actually slightly worse with him.
Here's the thing. So much of success in the NBA is consistency and giving a team time to catch a rhythm. I'm stealing that phrase from James Harden where he's like, you got to catch a rhythm. You know, like you got to get the same guys out there night in and night out, catch a rhythm, figure out a style of play. I actually think the Lakers have figured that out. Now they have to refigure that out when you take Westbrook out of the lineup and figure out who's going to be, you know, that second unit. Because they had gotten to a point where they had like 4 good players. They had like 4 guys who could play. Like AD, LeBron, Dennis Schroeder, and some version of Westbrook, I guess.
Russ was still in the upper third of talent on that team.
Right, but he had become a liability at the end of games. And then, you know, on any given night, Lonnie might have a decent game, or Austin Reeves, or Troy Brown, or those. Like, it was one of those guys. But, like, they just did not have enough guys who can play.
They got a lot more guys who can play now, and it still goes through AD. It's the weirdest thing. It's that you moved it. It's better, but the problem is still the problem.
They need him back to that MVP level that he was for about 20 games.
You guys need to write songs right there. Yeah, you too.
Super Crosstalk is powered by In-N-Out Burger. That's what a hamburger's all about. Mason and Ireland coming up next. We'll see you on Monday.